Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast with Liam Williams. Thanks for joining me for another story. This story comes from a listener. If you'd like to commission me to write a story for you, I've written some for the podcast, but I've also written some for some listeners' exclusive use. If you'd like me to write a story for you, then there is a link in the episode description for you to do that. This story is inspired by this listener who had a particularly horny and flirty boss. So I have titled this story, That One Boss. Damn, Jacob, you got some ass filling out those pants, Alan said as he stepped out of the car he had just parked in one of the car wash bays at the dealership where both Jacob and Alan worked. Jacob was on his hands and knees, touching up the wheels of the car he was detailing. He blushed immediately and at first didn't know what to say. Alan held up his hands in mock defense. Now, don't report me to HR, okay? If you're allowed to look down Jenny at reception's shirt, I'm allowed to enjoy the view of that cake you keep bringing into work every day. Jacob knew he was busted. He'd noticed Jenny's breasts on day one and didn't mind an opportunity to visit the front office for a peek every now and then. But he still didn't reply to Alan, who tossed the keys to him before leaving the garage. Jacob grabbed the keys and stood up. Alan was right to worry about HR. A manager making a comment like that to a young employee was likely not acceptable, but Jacob needed the job. Being 24 and not owning a car was slightly embarrassing, especially when you spent all day cleaning them. He walked over to the rack to hang the keys and also realized he didn't mind Alan's comments anyway. As an ex-college athlete, he was used to receiving comments on his physical appearance. He had worked hard on it in his college years and maintained that discipline since graduation. He didn't mind people appreciating the results of that hard work. Most of the comments from men up until now had been from his teammates, praising his athletic physique. Of course, he knew that Alan's words were different. The manager was open about his homosexuality, but Jacob appreciated the compliment nonetheless. And compared to some of the banter he heard when he visited the mechanics workshop, Alan's comments was pretty tame. But Jacob didn't know that was just the start. "Flex those biceps again, boy," Alan had said one day as Jacob placed a box of detergent on the shelves. The younger man instinctively flexed, forgetting for a moment that it was his boss making the comment. "Oh yes," Alan continued. "I just know those things got some attention around campus." Alan, of course, knew that this was Jacob's first job out of college and often joked about it. "You know it, boss. Could hardly walk down the halls without eyes lingering." Jacob smiled, quickly deciding to play along. "Maybe I should get you to carry things into my office for me." Alan grinned. "You don't pay me enough for that." Jacob spun away from Alan and returned to his work. He didn't mind the banter, but he didn't want to be dragged too far into it. The comment about the pay was, of course, a joke. But Jacob was very aware of the fact that he was still on minimum wage and riding his bike to work every day. Jacob wasn't sure when it actually turned into flirting, but there was one particular comment when he realized that it had become two-sided. "You gotta start wearing briefs to work, Jacob." Alan had walked in a few weeks ago with his morning coffee. "Contain that beast. I don't know where to look." "You think I don't know what I'm doing?" Jacob replied quickly, turning to fully face Alan. He was aware of how his bulge looked. His girlfriend had commented on it before he had left for work that morning. He had walked out the door, looking forward to Alan's reaction. "And besides, freeballing makes for easier access." Jacob took a step closer to his manager, enjoying how the older man's eyes widened at the last comment. "So you left the house this morning, knowing there's just one thin layer of fabric between you and me?" Alan quickly composed himself. "But it's one layer you're still not getting through." Jacob smiled and placed the keys for his latest project in Alan's hand. "Tease." "I got work to do. Enjoy your day, boss." Jacob's heart was racing as he made a show of adjusting himself in his slacks and turned away. Over his shoulder, He heard Alan leave, and the grin spread wider across his face, and he felt a slight twitch in his pants. That was the moment Jacob knew the comments had taken a turn. Then, those comments had turned to something more at the pub one Friday evening during after-work drinks. At the end of each month, Alan invited the staff to the local pub for happy hour. The size of the bar tab he put on was directly linked to the success of that month's sales. A record sales month meant that the tab had been particularly large on this occasion. Jacob made the most of the free drinks, and by 8 p.m. found he needed to steady himself against the wall as he used the urinal. He had one hand on the wall beside him, and the other on his dick when Alan entered. "Enjoying the night, Jacob?" Alan walked in and took the urinal beside Jacob. "Sure am, Alan. Thanks." Jacob turned and smiled at his boss. "Happy to be of service." Alan smiled before looking down and eyeing Jacob's dick. "Well, well, I finally get to see what you've been hiding all this time." Jacob blushed and felt an immediate urge to slide himself away. But he was midstream, and after the number of beers he had had, there was no chance of stopping. So he made no effort in hiding his thick, intact dick from Alan's wandering eyes. "No wonder you don't wear briefs, man," Alan continued. "I wouldn't want to contain that either." "Well, you better commit it to memory now, because this is as close as you're going to get," Jacob joked, but at the same time found himself looking down to see what Alan had in his hand. The boss's dick was smaller and cut, and he held it with only two fingers. Jacob couldn't help but smile, knowing how much bigger he was than his manager. "I bet your girl can't stay off it, eh?"
"You bet."
Jacob forced a laugh. In truth, it had been a little while since his girlfriend had given him a good ride. Most nights he had had to find an excuse to stay up when she had gone to bed so that he could relieve himself.
"Lucky girl," Alan winked.
Jacob smiled and finished his stream. He shook himself, one extra time for Alan's eyes, then slid himself back into his pants.
"I think you owe me one extra beer for that show, boss."
Alan slipped his own dick away before they both turned to wash their hands. "The size of that thing is worth two." Later that night, as Jacob wiped another load from his belly while his girlfriend slept, he thought about Alan's comment. Of course, he knew he had a big dick, 6 inches soft and 9.5 hard at last measure, but it had been a long time since anyone had so openly appreciated it. There had been comments in the locker room back in the day, and his nickname of Horse in his senior year. There had also been girls who had hit him up at parties wanting to see if the rumours were true. When they had convinced him to slide it out, after his played-up protests, many of them had gasped at the confirmation. Alan's comment hung around that night, and for a few days after. That moment changed things between Jacob and Alan again. Jacob noticed that Alan was popping into his garage more often. Usually it would be the salesman dropping off keys, but more and more it had been Alan who was making the trek down to the back bays where Jacob worked. The comments Alan made had changed too. "How's that monster doing, Jacob?" he asked one day. Jacob had laughed before realizing fully what Alan had said.
"It's good, boss."
"She gave that thing a good ride last night?" Alan had asked another day.
"Always does, boss," Jacob had replied, smiling proudly.
It made Jacob recall the pride he had felt when he had first heard people talking about his size back in high school. He had walked past a group of guys and heard one of them mutter something like, "That's the guy with the big one." He had spent the rest of that school day with a grin plastered across his face and a semi in his school pants. Alan's comments, as they increased in regularity, were starting to get the same reaction, particularly when he realised Alan had told his friends.
"They don't believe I get to work with someone with a proper porn dick every day, you know," Alan had said one day while Jacob was eating his lunch.
"They said they'd be lining up if you weren't giving it to your girlfriend every night." Jacob could tell by the glint in Alan's eyes that he was pushing the boundaries with each comment, and fishing to see just how far he could go with what had clearly turned into flirting.
There's a long line before I get into that kind of stuff, Alan. But I'd better be first in line for that roller coaster. Alan had looked directly at Jacob's bulge with those words, and Jacob hadn't been able to stop his dick from twitching at the attention. Only 'cause you're the guy who pays me, Alan. Jacob winked before he realized the implication of his comment. I'd pay for another look at it, to be honest. I don't think you could afford it. Jacob stood from his lunch chair and grabbed a set of keys from the rack, hinting at the end of the conversation. Ellen let out a long breath, took a lingering look over Jacob's body, and left the garage. A month or so later, in the height of summer, as Jacob sweated through his work shirt, Alan came into the washing bay again. "Hey, stud, keeping cool out here?" Alan asked as he walked in. "Doing my best, boss." It was days like this that he regretted his choice to freeball and lamented not owning a car. His balls were sweaty and chafing just from the ride into work. "Not a lot to be done today." The excess spray as he washed cars would have helped a little in keeping him cool. "How about you clock off early then? I need a young, strapping lad to help me build some furniture at home." Jacob raised an eyebrow. "Nothing sus." Alan raised his hands in what had become a common gesture in their interactions. "And I'll pay you, of course. I just need this done today before my mother comes to stay with me for the rest of the week. Just a couple hours' work." Jacob thought for a moment. There really was very little for him to do today. Alan's house was probably air-conditioned too. "All right, $200 for the 2 hours. Jacob stood from his chair and approached Alan. "Ooh, he's asking a lot." Alan's eyes looked Jacob up and down. Jacob knew his shirt was clinging to his sweaty body. "You always wanted to watch me lift heavy things, Alan. I think that price is fair." Alan thought for a moment. $150. "Stick to the 200, but I'll take my shirt off." Jacob grinned. "Deal." Alan reached his hand out and the men agreed. Alan insisted on driving and lifted Jacob's bike into the back of the largest of the models the dealership sold. Jacob sat in the passenger seat as Alan drove and took the time to look at the features of the car. Normally, he just glanced at them as he wiped or vacuumed them, but he was enjoying the air conditioning and the cooled seats. He was aware of how smooth the car ran and how quietly. He glanced over his shoulder to see just how much space there was in the back. Even with his bike in the rear of the car, there seemed to be plenty of room. Jacob shook his head. He didn't even own a car. He shouldn't be getting any ideas about owning one like this. He heard Alan flick his indicator on and looked up to see a wrought iron gate opening in front of them. Through the gates, he saw Alan's house. He was instantly impressed by the size of it. Of course, Jacob knew that Alan was making a lot of money selling high-end cars, but he didn't know he would be living in one of the wealthiest suburbs in town. As Jacob took in the size of the house in front of him, he thought that he should have asked Alan for more money. The boss pulled his car into the garage beside the house, and the roller door closed behind them. Alan stepped out of the car and Jacob followed him into the house. It was already nice and cool, and Jacob let out a sigh. "I set the aircon to start up on our way home. Makes it nice and fresh for us." Alan closed the door behind Jacob. "Take off your shoes and come through to the kitchen. I'll get you a beer to start." Jacob looked around for somewhere to sit. In the entryway, there was only what looked like an antique wooden bench. He wasn't sure if he should sit on it with his sweaty work shirt and his work pants. He hopped on one foot as he removed his shoe from the other, almost losing his balance. He did slightly better with his other shoe. He hoped Alan wasn't watching this display. "Cheers, Jacob." Alan had a cold beer ready on the white marble benchtop as Jacob walked into the kitchen. Jacob clinked the bottle against Alan's before taking two quick gulps. "Nothing better than a cold beer on a hot day, right?" Alan took another two gulps from his own drink, encouraging Jacob to do the same. Before long, they were both ready for a second. "I'll grab us another and show you what needs building, eh?" Alan placed another cold glass bottle into Jacob's hand before turning and leading Jacob up the stairs. They passed room after room filled with clearly expensive furniture. Jacob noticed a library full of dark timber shelves and deep red furnishings. Then a bedroom with a sleek modern bed, bigger than any Jacob had seen before.
"You like the bed, eh?" Alan asked. "It's a super king. Gotta have room for activities."
Alan nudged Jacob with his elbow. "Only one king in my bedroom, boss." Jacob played along.
"Oh, don't worry. I haven't forgotten about that."
"I'm sure it's imprinted on your brain, right?" As they walked further along the hallway, Jacob finished his second beer and was starting to relax. He knew that was probably a tactic on Alan's part, but it was good beer, and he was about to earn good money. "Not imprinted so strongly that I'd turn down another chance to have a look."
"Like I keep saying, Alan, you don't pay me enough."
Alan stopped his progress and turned to Jacob.
"So, name your price."
"Good one, boss." Jacob forced a laugh. "Surely you can tell I've got the money to back it up." Jacob locked eyes with Alan and could see that he was no longer joking. His mind ran through the possibilities. He could turn and run and hope that everything would be okay at work tomorrow morning. He could laugh it off and continue with the furniture building and walk out of here with $200. Or he could...
"You're thinking about it, aren't you, Jacob?"
Alan took half a step closer. "You've always known you've been blessed, right? Always enjoyed the attention. I bet you've thought about whether it could make you money." Alan walked slowly backwards now, toward another open door as he continued talking. "You've compared yourself to the porn stars, making money off their endowments, and wondered if you could do it too. Thought about porn auditions back in the day? Thought about OnlyFans, maybe?" Jacob's heart rate increased. Alan was right. He had thought about all of those things. "Now here's your chance to make a few bucks, without any videos out in the world that your girlfriend might find." Alan's grin widened. "So, name your price." Alan stopped at the open door and looked in. Jacob's eyes followed. This bedroom was huge as well. In the middle were two bedside tables and a flat pack bed that Alan had started to assemble, but had seemingly given up on.
"This is all you need to do. Finish building the bed, put it in place."
Jacob realized it was an easy job. "We've already shaken hands on 200 with your shirt off. What's it going to take for me to see you working with that hog swinging?" Alan leant against the doorframe and ran his eyes over Jacob's body, lingering over the bulge in his work pants. Jacob's dick twitched, seemingly indifferent to the fact that the attention was coming from a guy. His hand instinctively moved to adjust himself, and he realized how sweaty his package had become, all cooped up in the hot black fabric all day.
"1,000.
The word slipped from Jacob's mouth almost without him realizing it.
"Done."
Alan stuck his hand out and Jacob shook it.
"Let me get us another beer and you get yourself comfortable."
Alan walked past Jacob down the hall and the younger man let out a deep breath. His dick twitched again as he realized he was about to put on a show for his boss. It would be the most attention he had gotten in weeks. From an unexpected source, but it still somehow turned him on to think that someone was willing to pay money to see him nude. His dick started to grow as he removed his damp shirt and looked for somewhere to hang it. He found a chair in the bedroom and draped it over the top. His hands moved to his pants, and as he undid the button and began to slide down the zipper, he heard Alan come up behind him.
"Damn, even this view is worth some money. The boys aren't going to believe it."
The comment sent a ripple of unexplained arousal through Jacob, and he felt his dick pulse again beneath the fabric. "Would they believe that you got to see it hard?" Jacob turned to face Alan, his hands holding his pants open, but concealing his dick for now.
"They won't without pictures, but I don't think you'll let me pay for those."
"You're right. No pictures, but for 2,000, I'll do all the work with a hard dick." Jacob couldn't stop his dick from growing now. He just hoped that Alan hadn't noticed he was already well past semi-hard, and the amount of money wouldn't make a difference. "You drive a hard bargain, mister. But if you think you can get it hard for me and stay that way, then you got yourself a deal." Jacob dropped his pants, his dick bouncing as he freed it. He took the beer from Alan as he stepped out of the bunched material at his feet. "Don't underestimate me, Alan." Jacob grinned before he took a long sip of the cold drink. He knew Alan's eyes were wandering over his exposed body now, and he felt his dick growing steadily. Before it reached full size, Jacob turned away, walking into the bedroom to begin his work. He wasn't going to stand around and just be gawked at by Alan. He'd get the work done, get his cash, and get out of here. He picked up the tools which Alan had left beside the partially built bed and set to work. Only the bedhead had been assembled so far, so he began the process of attaching the rest of the frame to it. As he moved, he felt his dick bounce. He didn't have to look down to know it was fully hard, sticking straight out from his body. "Jacob, I have to admit I did underestimate you." Alan sat in the chair that Jacob had draped his shirt on and sat while Jacob worked. "Oh yeah? You didn't think I'd go through with it?" Jacob turned his body as he bent to pick up the next piece of timber. "Yes, that. But also, I underestimated how much that thing was going to grow." Alan's voice was becoming deeper with his arousal. "That's what they all say." "Right before they say, 'Take me, Jacob.'" Jacob looked up from his work and winked at Alan. He had to admit to himself that he was enjoying the teasing and enjoying how much Alan was getting turned on right now. "You got that right, boss." Jacob worked for a while without conversation. His dick remained rigid for the most part, but he would occasionally stroke it to make sure it was at its peak size for Alan's benefit. The bed was coming together quickly, but he found himself wanting to make sure he put on a good show. As he moved to bend over and pick up another piece of the frame, he realized that doing so would expose his hole to Alan. As much as he was enjoying this sudden exhibition, he wasn't ready to go that far. He turned his body before bending over. "Oh, you don't want to show me everything, Jacob?" Alan played up his disappointment. "Not for free." Jacob looked up and smiled as he screwed the pieces of wood together. "Another 250? There was a lightness in Alan's tone, as if he didn't expect Jacob to take the extra bait. 500. Jacob walked over to the last piece of the outer frame, eyes on Alan as he moved. "Deal." Jacob smiled and turned his back to Alan. He stretched before bending at the hips to pick up the wood. Alan gasped and muttered to himself, and Jacob paused, taking a little extra time to get a good grip before straightening himself. He moved back to the bed, feeling his dick leak a drop of pre-cum from the slit, before he squat down to attach the final sections of the frame together. "What do you think, boss?" Jacob stood up and smiled. "I think you've done a great job, and this was money well spent." "The last bit I just need your help with, to attach the frame to the bedhead." Alan shot up out of his seat, and Jacob noticed the stiffness in his trousers. Though it was smaller than Jacob's, it was obvious and straining at the fabric. The boss walked over and stood beside Jacob at the head of the bed. "Hold the bedhead and I'll line the frame up." Alan followed the instructions and Jacob screwed the pieces together with ease, aware that he had just dripped some more pre-cum onto the floor. He stood and moved to the other side. Alan followed. "You're leaking," the older man pointed out. "Well, I've been hard for a while now, Alan. What did you think was going to happen?" "Your girlfriend is really going to cop it tonight, eh?" He stood beside Jacob and held the other side of the bedhead. "I don't think this is going to be able to wait until she's ready for it." Jacob knelt down again. "I thought she was on it every night." There was a sudden tinge of extra excitement in Alan's voice. "Hardly." Jacob shook his head. "Let's just say there's a good reason why my wrist is strong enough to screw this together by hand." You poor thing. Alan spoke a little more softly now. It is what it is, boss. Jacob pulled at the last two pieces, working to bring them together. They didn't move easily. Push the bedhead across, Alan, Jacob instructed. Alan pushed, and the pieces finally came together, slotting into one another. Jacob quickly tightened the screws and then stood up. Good work, Jacob, all while 90% of the blood in your body is concentrated down there. Alan reached out and tapped the end of Jacob's cock. The skin had pulled back, and the exposed head was wet with pre-cum. Jacob flinched and shuddered at the touch. Sorry, Alan shrugged. Couldn't help myself. It's all right. When it gets like this, I can't keep my hands off it either. Oh, really? Don't even think about it. Alan exaggerated his disappointment yet again. Job's done anyway, he said. Not quite. Don't you want to move it into position? Alan looked around the room. Of course. Jacob moved to grab the bedhead and directed Alan to push the end of the frame. With their combined efforts, the bed slowly moved across the carpet until it rested against the wall. Centered enough? Jacob asked. Alan took a step back to assess. Not quite. We need to drag it your way a little. Jacob gripped the side of the bed and pulled, but the bed hardly moved. Alan moved up alongside Jacob and grabbed the frame. Together they pulled and the bed moved, only now it moved at an angle. Jacob stood up and thought for a moment. He moved up to the bedhead and pulled there, straightening the bed slightly. Alan followed him, squatting to grab the frame and slide the bed the last couple of inches into place. Done. Jacob sighed and wiped a little sweat from his brow. Great work, Jacob. Alan patted Jacob's calf in encouragement. Jacob looked down and realized that Alan had ended up on his haunches beneath him. There was no hiding from the fact that Alan's face was now directly in line with Jacob's hard and leaking cock. Their eyes met, Jacob's almost 10-inch erection between them. Neither of them spoke for a moment until Jacob's dick twitched. Another 1,000? Alan licked his lips. And 5 more an hour at work, Jacob responded quickly. Alan moaned softly and confirmed the agreement by wrapping his lips around Jacob's exposed head. Jacob gasped and shivered and leant back against the wall. He closed his eyes, quickly forcing himself to think about the sensations of the warmth and wetness that was taking him in, rather than the person who was providing those feelings. Jacob moaned, and Alan wasted no time, sliding further and further onto Jacob's dick until he gagged. Fuck! Jacob grunted as Alan's throat muscles contracted around his head. He couldn't remember the last time someone had attempted to deep-throat him. He resisted the urge to push deeper as Alan gagged again. A shudder passed through Jacob's body as Alan began to bob on as much of his length as he could take. The older man huffed his breath through his nose as he worked. Jacob leant against the wall and allowed himself to enjoy the pleasure, despite who was giving it to him. He couldn't deny how good it was and how long he had been waiting for some good treatment. His dick pulsed in Alan's mouth and a shiver ran over his body again. Fuck, that's good, Jacob panted. Holy shit. Alan moaned as he picked up the pace, occasionally letting Jacob's head into his open throat. The older man reached up and tugged Jacob's low-hanging balls before rolling them between his fingers. The actions and extra attention caused the younger man's body to stiffen and a familiar tingle to spread up his legs. Oh shit, I'm fucking close, Alan. Alan let out a long moan and moved his other hand to grip the part of Jacob's shaft he couldn't fit in his mouth. Jacob could tell that he wanted it, and he felt no guilt at how quickly he was approaching his orgasm. His body shook again, and his balls rose up tight to his body. He opened his eyes and looked down at his boss, feverishly working his long, hard cock. Jacob had never seen someone work on his dick with such intent. That sight was the final straw.
I'm gonna come. Fuck, can I come?
Jacob's body tensed. Alan looked up and their eyes met. The manager nodded ever so slightly and he moaned again. The vibrations of that moan set Jacob off. His body went rigid and his dick throbbed. He grunted as the first of his load fired hard from his cock, quickly followed by shot after shot of pent-up cum. Alan continued to work hard and fast, gulping down every volley of Jacob's seed that fired.
Fuck!
Jacob moaned as his climax ran through his body, his dick pulsing with each shot. He felt Alan's throat working him over and urging every drop out of him. Another shot fired before the last of his seed dripped onto Alan's tongue. Jacob let out a long, slow breath as his body finally released the tension. His muscles relaxed as he felt his boss tighten his lips and squeeze every last bit of cum from his slowly wilting dick. A last shudder passed through him as Alan's tongue slid over his sensitive head and fell from between his lips. Jacob closed his eyes again, taking a moment to revel in the pleasure, before he knew he would have to come to terms with what had just happened. He heard Alan sigh and shift back away from Jacob.
Wow, I did not expect that, Alan said softly.
Neither did I. Jacob slowly opened his eyes. He saw Alan sitting with his back against the newly constructed bed frame, a wet patch slowly spreading across the front of his trousers. Jacob smiled to himself at the realization of just how much Alan had enjoyed himself.
Yes, yes, Jacob. Your dick is so good you made me come, okay?
Alan grinned as he slowly stood up.
I'd say don't let it go to your head, but I'm realizing you have a pretty healthy ego already.
9 inches by 18 years old will do that to a boy.
God damn, it's a beast.
Alan slid his fingers over Jacob's dick again. It twitched, despite the fact that it was now nearly flaccid. The men stood in silence for a moment as Alan slowly traced over Jacob's wilting member.
Well, I better go get your money, eh?
Alan stepped back and quickly strode from the room. Jacob ran a hand over his face, trying to process what had just happened. He thought about how much he had enjoyed it and realized it was probably the best blowjob he had ever had, short as it was. As his mind ran through the possibilities of what this could mean, he walked over and retrieved his clothes to redress. By the time Alan returned with a wad of cash in his hand, Jacob realized that whatever the fuck any of this meant, it was worth it. A killer blowjob and a wad of cash wasn't a bad way to spend an afternoon. So, Alan began counting out the notes. 1,000 for the work with your dick out. 1,000 for the boner. 500 for the hole. And 1,000 for the blowjob. Alan placed the notes in Jacob's hand. Jacob couldn't stop the grin from spreading across his face.
$3,500 is not a bad day's work, eh?
Alan turned and walked out of the bedroom. Jacob followed. You got that right, boss. Alan led Jacob into the garage and opened his car. Jacob pulled his bike out, taking extra care not to touch the paintwork, as Alan hit the button not to open the roller door. As Jacob clipped his helmet on and swung his legs over the seat, Alan cleared his throat. Yes, Alan? Jacob turned to him. If there's any chance this isn't a one-off, you let me know, okay? Alan stood in the doorway between the garage and the house, still with a wet patch across the front of his trousers. We'll see, boss. Jacob turned and grinned again, feeling the weight of the cash in his front pocket. If he could work out a way to explain this to his girlfriend without her getting suspicious, then maybe he'd own one of those cars he was washing much sooner. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this story, That One Boss. If you're reading this on the website, feel free to let me know in the comments below what you think. Or if you're reading it on Patreon, you can join the chat below as well. If you are a Patreon patron, you are getting this a week earlier than everybody else. If you're a high level Patreon patron, you got the chance to read this draft and give some feedback. Higher level patrons will soon start getting early access to chapters of the novel that I'm working on. And at the influence and input level, you'll be able to give your feedback on the novel as I'm working on it and help to shape it into the novel that gets released to the public. If you want to join the Patreon, it's patreon.com/Liam Williams. Patron levels start at just $1 for you to show your support for the podcast and then get some extra benefits from $4 a month and up. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast. Remember, you can leave a rating and review or get in touch with me and let me know what your favorite story is.